or business.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike from Tennessee, as you've heard him. And he's on the road. And Mike, have you just pulled over? Is that what you're doing? You pulled over, or are you in a parking lot, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm stationary for the moment. I just decided to take a break and give you a call in and share a little bit of on-the-road news. It's pretty interesting. If you haven't traveled through the state of Arkansas in a while around Interstate 40 and 540, it's kind of unique. I stopped to pick up some materials yesterday, and while loading the materials, I decided to go get everybody something to drink, and I was right there in the very lower corner of Missouri in the town of Noel, or Noel, mm-hmm. and asked the lady if there was any places close by, and she gave directions by saying, well, you go up to the interstate and go to the right. It's about the third McDonald's down, turn left. So instead of indicating the distance in miles or how much time relative to speed, she referenced it based on how many McDonald's I would pass. And she's right. There's virtually a McDonald's at every intersection and every exit ramp. And it's kind of like back in the 70s, we took a trip with a family down to New Orleans, and my parents got a little turned around, and they stopped and asked for directions, and the guy said, well, yeah, you go down this road, you'll pass about 10 bars, you'll turn left at the bar with the red roof, and you go about another 4 bars. And in Louisiana, they reference direction based on the number of bars that you pass, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, when I lived in Virginia, the natives gave directions based on landmarks. And they'd say, well, you go for a while, and you come up to the old Jones Farm, and you make a right. And so I'd say, okay, so I go to the old Jones Farm. They go, well, yeah, but they don't live there anymore. Yeah, directions are in local terms. There's no question about it. Or you go to the oak tree, you know, the big one, the big oak tree. You can't miss it. You can't miss it, and then you turn after that. Well, is it like a block after that, or a mile after that? Well, you'll see it. You just keep going, and right after the oak tree, you turn. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Mike, when I was interviewing students to be in my class, I had a class that was an elective in high school, and one of the questions that they had to be able to do in order to enroll in my class was they had to give directions from the only restaurant in town to the high school. And basically, it was really simple. It was leave the parking lot, turn left. Continue to the stop sign, turn right. Continue 11 miles, turn left at the T. The high school will be a quarter of a mile on the left. It was that simple. Do you know that was almost an impossible task for many high school students in the 1990s? They couldn't give directions in time, feet, miles. They couldn't do it. It was, and I don't know if it's because they never had to or what, but it was an impossible task for them. Seriously. We taught them things they should have known in school. That was part of what I had to do. Teach them the things that they should have known or should have been taught. So that's an interesting point, Mike. So you're moving some farm materials. You got a trailer. You've got your truck. And are you in a safe place right now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm parked underneath the shade of what looks like a nice pear tree, and just taking a break for the moment.
Okay, well, we're delighted that you're here. We were hoping that we'd get a chance to see you at the meetup last night. I mentioned that Mike Parsons is in town, you know, close by, within a couple hundred miles, and we were hoping to see you. I know you were tied up with what you're doing. You're moving is a lot more work than you expected.
I planned on picking up the materials yesterday afternoon and then scooting up there to the meetup to say hi to everybody and see what Ziggy's is all about. I've kind of been curious to find out what that's all about. And, Missouri's called the Show Me State for a reason. When I realized that the trailer wasn't going to get loaded before the sun went down, I had to show them. It was basically, me do it or it won't get done. And, of course, counting material, that's an interesting thing, too. It was another show me state moment. I had to show them how 66 pieces of metal roofing is not 68. but it was fun, and we got it done. And, of course, heading back now, of course, when you're hauling a large load, you have to make sure everything is strapped down properly so that it won't blow around. And you have to, go at the speed at which your equipment is able to manage, and going up and down some of these hills, you have to accommodate for that. So, you and I had spoken a while back regarding the issue of the right to travel versus driving. And
yes,
I'd sent you some information. I believe you actually put it up on USA Prepare's website. And I know there's a growing movement. It's amazing. Every time I come up to Missouri, I see several people traveling, as the proper terminology is, and they don't have tags on their vehicle. They don't have driver's license. They're exercising their God-given right to move about the planet freely. And I was talking to a fellow, it's been about 6 months ago, and I was trying to explain this to him, and there was a fellow there that was a friend of his that was a policeman that hadn't been through the academy but maybe a year or two. He was fairly new to the force in Memphis. And I said, when you went through the training, did they explain to you folks that what you're doing is engaging the public in commerce? When you pull them over, you're engaging in commerce. It's not what people think. And he recalled an attorney giving a class and actually describing the technique that they use to engage the public in commerce. They'll ask you questions like, do you know how fast you were going? And they'll make you, and what they're doing is making you offers, hoping you will accept their offer. And once you accept their offer, then that opens the door to Pandora's box, to where they can proceed further to do all these other things. You had mentioned, I believe it was a week or two ago, about your son being pulled over and
yes,
being asked would he allow the officer to search his vehicle, to which he said, I think he said, no, thank you. And am I free to go, or am I under arrest? And to the degree that the officer had no reason to hold him, he just drove away. And he stood his ground, and that's what more and more people are starting to learn, is that they don't have to just bend over and take it. They can say no. They don't have to argue with the officer, and that's another key component that is part of this whole game, this whole illusion trickery that they're pulling on us, is that you do not want to create controversy. Therein lies another trap. If you create controversy, then they have some leverage, because then they can take it before an arbitrator, in this case a judge. You never want to give them controversy, so you never have to let a judge decide the controversy. And as long as you stay in your rightful place, I'm seeing more and more people properly exercising their rights and asserting these rights, and whereas they might get a ticket, they typically win when it goes to the court, because the judge doesn't have jurisdiction, and they understand that, and they don't like it, because it is all about revenue recovery and generating money for these corporations. And that's another issue. A lot of people don't realize that your states are all corporations, the cities are corporations. And by virtue of that, their bottom line is to make a profit. And you've got a cadre of bureaucrats that's whole existence is nothing more than finding ways to take people's money and control them. Mm-hmm. And that's got to change. That's got to stop. And I think it'll stop as soon as people wake up and realize that they're in control and they start exercising their right to not go to Walmart or deal with the Walmart employees on the side of the road. Because it's literally, it's no different than dealing with a cashier at Walmart or going to a restaurant when the judge says, how do you plead, guilty or not guilty? That's no different than the waiter taking your order. Would you like fries with that, sir? How about a shake? Extra cream on that piece of pie? He's giving you an offer, and if you accept his offer, you're in the trap.
Mike, when you mentioned our son being stopped at a gauntlet in Missouri, he was offered the question, you're not doing anything wrong. Do you mind if I look in your car? To which our son responded, that's a compound question. No, I am not doing anything wrong. And no, you may not look in my car. I mean, that's how my son responded. Sternly, but politely. And he was in a position where he was able to tell Homeland Security, you may not look in my car. And then the Homeland Security person said, in body armor, I'm being a big imposing guy, said, you mind if I look in your trunk? And my son said, no, you may not look in my trunk. And then my son waited a short time, a very short time, and he said, well, if I'm not under arrest, I'm leaving. And he drove away slowly. I mean, he didn't peel out. He just, you know, drove at a normal speed. But he exercised his rights. Now, Mike, when you mentioned the officer trying to force you into a response, like, do you know how fast you were going? How would you respond to that, Mike?
What is the nature of your inquiry, officer? So I put the onus back on him. I'm going to narrow him down exactly at that moment as to what is his grounds for pulling me over. Is there an emergency? How can I assist you? If he's just on a fishing expedition, it's not going anywhere. It's going to stop real quick. I'm going to find out exactly what is the nature of his stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll probably say something like, well, I just want to know if you know how fast you're going.
Mm-hmm. That's natural. Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side. Okay, Mr. Parsons, do you know how fast you're going?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 116.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mike Parsons with us. Mike from Tennessee. And Mike, you're absolutely right. When many of us get pulled over, the first question that we're asked is, do you know how fast you were driving or going? And then your response to that is, you know, what is the nature of your inquiry? And then I know that the second time the officer speaks, it's going to be, because I want to know how fast you were going. Do you know how fast you're going? So what do you say to that, Mike?
Are you conducting an investigation?
Okay. What's the answer to that?
Well, if the officer says, yes, I am, then are you asking me to make an admission or confession, officer? Then he realizes that's exactly what he's doing. He's wanting me to make an admission or a confession. Then if he says, yes, that's what I'm doing, say, I'm not going to give you any admission or any confession. I don't have to. I have a reason to believe that, if you have a reason to believe that I was speeding, then issue me a citation and we'll see you in court.
And what is typically the response? Is it, listen, I was just kidding. I just wanted to say hi. You know, I like your car. I wanted to, you know, see if it was all as cracked up to be. I mean, what happens next, Mike?
Well, if it goes in that order, then typically the officer's either going to write you a ticket or let you go. The thing is that he has to articulate his cause for pulling you over in the first place. Without probable cause or some type of reason, such as if he believed that his radar detector was able to identify you going in excessive speed or something, then that's where they try to pull you over. But You know, the common law is you can't be reckless. Speeding is not reckless. If you're swerving and you're nearly missing people, that's reckless. If you're driving fast past pedestrians in a walkway, that's reckless. If you obviously hit someone or property, that's reckless. That's common law, and you can be charged, ticketed, arrested, prosecuted, the whole nine yards for that. That's what they should go after, but they don't. What they're trying to do is find these ancillary ways that they can attach a revenue stream to something that you're doing that isn't hurting anyone. And that's totally contrary to what the founding of this country was about, was the ability to live freely without the tyranny of a government wanting to pick your pocket at every corner of the road and every turn. You find an officer in the city of Memphis right now, as we speak, I bet you cannot drive around Interstate 240 and go a half a mile without seeing an officer pulling someone over, giving them a ticket. And especially the first day of the month, they've got one or two cars set up at the major thoroughfares, the arteries coming in, and they're scanning license plates. And when they see a person who's a day out of registration and their tag's not registered, they've got cars lined up to pull them over. It's revenue generation 101. They don't care about safety. It's not about safety. Folks, we have a standing army, which is against the Constitution, in this country right now. Your son experienced when he witnessed the Department of Homeland Security in full body armor engaging him on the streets of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
That is unconstitutional. They have declared war, and it's on us, the people of this country.
You're right. And, Mike, when the officers ask, or the cops ask, about your knowledge of your speed, they ask, do you know how fast you were driving? I've never heard anybody ask me how fast I was traveling. It's how fast I was driving.
I use the word that because they're wanting you to admit commerce-related activity. Driving is commerce-related in the statutes. They have a reference and definitions of words, and it can be argued that they're interchangeable, but you really don't want to leave them any options. And so it's all about the proper use of words. I think I told you this one time. I went into a court one time, and they called me up, and I went up, and you've seen me in person. When I go into court, I look like an attorney. I'm wearing a suit.
Hold that thought. When we come back, Mike's going to tell us what happened when he went into court looking like an attorney. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com and Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons is with us, and I just wanted to mention, class, one of your instructors, Craig Douglas. He's the radiation detection guy. He comes, he's been to all of our expos, and he spends a lot of time in front of the judge, and that's because he travels without a driver's license. He doesn't need one. So he travels throughout the country, and he goes to all kinds of shows, and he gets pulled over a lot. And what's happening is he just doesn't give in. He doesn't give in. And certain areas of the country have now decided that they're just not going to mess with him anymore. It's too much trouble for them to mess with him because he doesn't give up. That's Craig Douglas. And I'm hoping that he's going to be at the MAX, the Military Antiques Extravaganza, in Monroeville, October 4th and 5th. And I'm going to be broadcasting live on setup day, October 3rd and October 4th, from the Military Antiques Extravaganza. I've been going to those for many, many years, and I've been unable to go because of this broadcast, but I'm going to be there broadcasting, so I've worked it out. So I hope to see you at the Military Antiques Extravaganza. Information is on the website. So, Mike Parsons, you mentioned that when you go to court, you go to court looking as if you are an attorney. Tell us about that, please.
Well, I do, and these guys are so pompous and arrogant, and they like to see people walk in there with T-shirts and blue jeans, and they like to talk down to you and look down their noses and such. And when they see someone walk in wearing a suit and tie, you know, pressed, clean, squared away, and a little bit, regardless of my three-foot-long queue, they take notice, especially if they don't know me. They think, okay, this is one of the brethren, another learned man of the laws and the legal system. And so you tend to get a little bit of respect from that standpoint, but you can also have a little fun with them. And this was a case where I was given a ticket. I think it was probably 20 years ago. It's been a long time since I've gotten a ticket. I think they got tired of messing with me, but be that as it may, they called me up and, you know, instead of doing as some people say, stand mute and turn you back to the court and all this nonsense, you know, I walked up and I asked the judge, I said, Your Honor, loud enough so that the whole courtroom could hear me intentionally. I said, Your Honor, may I accost you for a moment? Well, I could hear gasp behind me as people, he's going to accost the judge. He wants to accost the judge. And the common language, accost, most people assume that means you want to attack or assault. That's what most people think the word means. But if you look it up in Black's Law Dictionary, Bouvier's Law Dictionary, you'll find that it has multiple meanings, including approach. And it's used quite frequently, and they'll use it to their advantage because they play on people's ignorance. When you're in their arena, you're playing by their rules. That's why they've got that battle flag posted behind or beside the judge with the gold fringe. That's an admiralty court, and they've got a totally separate set of rules. They don't recognize the Constitution. It's statutory at best. If you're lucky, it's not the supreme law of the land. That's why they get by with all of these arbitrary rulings that have nothing to do with the Constitution. But in this last case, where I was in there for a speeding ticket, which I wasn't speeding, but the point is that all these people behind me were having coronaries. The DA, he looks over and says something to the effect, you smart something or another. And the judge looks up at me and kind of grins, says, yeah, come on up. Those are the only two people in the room that understood what I was saying, but they realized everybody else thought I said something else. Mm-hmm. Words mean things, and you have to learn the words. You have to articulate the words properly to these officers because they're trained in words. They're looking for words. They're looking for ways to trip you up. And they're no smarter than anybody else out there. They've just had this training that most people haven't. And once you learn the secret, once you learn the trick, you know, it's what did Christ say? Warn ye lawyers, for you've taken away the keys of knowledge. They change the language. They're using the Greek versus the Hebrew, so they don't know what's being said. And, of course, when you get an attorney, you know, ye entered not in yourself, and ye hindered those who did, meaning they didn't go beyond the bar, so their person is not at risk, but yet you are. They have no skin in the fight. No matter what happens at the end of the day, that attorney will not go to jail, will not be fined, will not lose anything. You, on the other hand, that's a different story. But you have to be aware of these things, and you have to not turn over your rights. You have to learn how to not acquiesce, but to stand your ground. And in your case, you know, you have to be ready by asking what is the nature of your inquiry if they pull you over. And if they ask to search your car, just plainly say no. And if they start searching your vehicle, tell them, stop searching my vehicle. Stop searching my property. Now, if they have a dog and the dog indicates something in your car, which dogs love to sit because they get a biscuit. I mean, that's nothing new. That happens all the time. The question is, does that give the officer the right to search? Well, no, it doesn't. It gives him the grounds to go get a search warrant. He has no right to search your vehicle or your property without your consent or without a warrant. Remember, he's a corporate officer. That's the difference. And if they persist, ask them to articulate the nature of your criminal activity. They have to do that. The Supreme Court has said officers must articulate his suspicion of criminal activity before he can proceed under the doctrine of probable cause. Proceeding under that doctrine only gives him the right to go and get a search warrant. There's no condition where he has the right to search unless it is with your consent. Most people don't know these things. They don't study the cases. The Supreme Court has ruled you cannot convert a right into a privilege. And also, the claim of exercising a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime. That's Miller versus U.S. 230F, somewhere in the seconds. But, you know, they'll try to tell you that what you're doing, which is a right, is a crime. Traveling is a right. It's not a crime. And once you learn these things, it opens up a whole new world to you. You can learn to be left the heck alone. And most people, that's all they want, is they just want to be left alone. They just want to be able to move about this country freely and unencumbered. But as most people know, the government's been hijacked. You've got corporations posing as governments, which they're not. And until enough people are educated and we have the ability to take back control of our rights through taking back control of this government and shutting down vast portions of it, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to be taken advantage of. And it's imperative that you learn and that your family and friends learn so that they're not victimized. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't victimize you. You can know everything that there is to know and still be victimized. But if you make your case, if you record, and every time you go have a recorder, have a court report or something, then you can go back after the fact and undo things, hopefully, in most cases. And I've got friends that are, one fellow's a retired lieutenant colonel, very highly decorated Air Force pilot. He travels. He does not have any government-issued licenses. Once he learned this stuff about 20 years ago, he got into the process of getting rid of all this stuff. Great guy, very intelligent. I've got another friend who's an electrician. He's gotten rid of all his licenses, but not ready for prime time. And so when he got a ticket, they threatened him. He got scared, and now he's running as fast as he can to go get his license back and do everything they say because, well, he had to spend a couple of days in jail, and it scared him, as it should anybody. Those are dangerous places, and people end up getting hurt because of a corrupt system for things where no one else is hurt. And the issues that people don't realize is that that ticket, I think they call that a bill of attainder, and I think the last time I checked in the Constitution, bill of attainders are not constitutional. So they can't even bring you into court legally with a bill of attainder. And this is what happens every day. There's no complaint because there's no victim. Without a victim, what do they call it? You lack corpus delicti? I'm not an attorney. I just read. It's amazing what you can learn if you read.
Mike, you're talking about the dogs that the cops have with them, and the dog might indicate, yeah, let's check this car out, and then the cop or the handler will say, I just got the indication that we need to search your vehicle because now we have probable cause, because the dog reacted in a certain way.
Right.
You mentioned the biscuits. Now, we carry dog biscuits in our car.
Yeah.
All of our vehicles. Now, have you ever considered giving one of your dog biscuits to one of those dogs?
I've never been stopped and had my vehicle searched by a drug-sniffing dog. So, but yeah, I would probably start petting and playing with the dog. And because of the smell of wolves all over me and my other animals, they would probably come right to me and, you know, be excited over all the different smells. So, you know, dogs are led by the nose and their stomach, just like a lot of people, unfortunately, And roast steak, you know, hey, that smells like a good pot roast over there. I'm going to go back to doing that yard work after I get done sitting at the table for about 30 minutes and filling up on pot roast. But, yeah, the thing is that people believe, because the TV says, that they have a right to search when they don't have a right to search. And just because a state passes a law that's not lawful doesn't give them a right. There are laws passed all the time. Wasn't it down in Texas where two ladies were stopped on the side of the road and the officers put their hands inside of them?
Right.
And used the same glove. And this is Nazi Germany in your face. And, you know, if there had been a man around, there would have been a man. He should have been on top of that officer beating his brains in for assaulting these women. Back in the day, that's what would have happened when I was growing up, is you don't let anybody put their hands on the ladies, let alone you. I mean, but now it's just commonplace. People go to the airport, and that's why I don't go to airports. If I fly, I just rent a plane or borrow a plane, and I go. And it's so nice,
Mike,
to be able to...
Mike, hold that thought, and I'm going to mention something that I do whenever I have to go to court. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Bunkerbox.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I was just thinking of some of the characteristics of those of us at USAPrepares.com, and I'll bet this applies to many of the class as well. We don't take direction all that well, and we can't hold down a job. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Craig Douglas, the Freeze Dry Guy, Roy Birdsong, Mike Parsons, and the rest of us. Seriously, we just, you know, we don't take direction well from people who don't know that much, and we say no a lot. We say no in the face of tyranny. We just say no. Mike, I wanted to share with you something that I've done. I have not been to court to defend myself in a while, but I do remember bringing a box with me, and a sealed box, and I just sit in the courtroom, and the prosecutor comes over and he goes, "Hi, I'm Joe Doakes, Mr. Finelli. You know, I'd like to talk to you about what's going to happen today and what we're going to do to you." And then they look at the box and they go, "What's in the box?" And I go, I can't. I'll show you, but I can't show you right here." And they go, "What do you have with you?" And I go, "Well, I'll be glad to show you, but later, during the trial, I'll show you." And they can't stand it. Mike, they can't stand it. They don't know what's in the box. They think it's really significant, and they cannot stand the thought of not knowing. It is so distracting that they want to get away from whatever it is they think I'm going to do. And it always works. Have you tried that?
Yeah, they enjoy a rigged game. They want to make sure that they've got every corner covered, and when there's some question mark out there, it cues at them.
It really does. Mike, I hint around the edges, and I say, "Well, it's evidence, and, you know, I really want to show you, but I can't, but I will. I will, you know, at the right time. We will all get a chance to see it, all of us together at the same time." And they just can't stand it because they believe they know the answers to the questions they're going to ask. They know how small of a box they're going to put us in, and they can't stand the unknown. So just a suggestion. It's kind of an amusing thing to do, and it doesn't have to be a big box. You know, maybe 1 foot square will do the job for most cases. You know, brown box, nice box, not a junky box. It has to be, you know, a nice cardboard box, sealed, you don't have to have it's going to be inspected when you go through the metal detectors, but it can be anything. It can be your notes. It can be, you know, three pieces of paper. It can be anything you want. I think it's a really neat thing to do. So I just wanted to share that with you. Mike, so the game is rigged. The prosecutor is on the other side. The judge is on the other side. The officers of the court are on the other side. Everybody's on the other side except us, right?
Pretty much. It's a stack deck. It's a rigged system. It's a sham. It's a fraud. It's just total in-your-face Nazi 101, and you're dealing with a bunch of sociopaths who are control freaks, and that's pretty much what we're dealing with on an ongoing basis throughout this country. And I think Dr. Shealy, you know, nailed it last week when we spoke briefly. He said, you know, this is leading up to, unfortunately, what looks like another revolution. But, you know, I think it would be the third revolution. I consider the Civil War as the second revolution, because we were basically fighting against a corrupt government that wanted to control the freedoms of people to disassociate themselves with the union. And even Massachusetts legislature wrote letters and passed resolutions saying that, yes, we agree with the southern states' right to dissolve their bonds with the union at any point, because it's a voluntary union. Otherwise, you're a captive audience, you're a slave, and that's the height of tyranny. And they knew that. People in New Hampshire know that. I mean, you've got, the right to travel is a well-established common law right that does not put its existence to the federal government. It is recognized by courts as a natural right. And this is Sackman versus Dulles case. I mean, there's case after case after case after case after case where the courts have done the right thing. But when the court doesn't do the right thing, you have to realize you're not dealing with a real court, because the only purview of the court, the only reason they exist, is to protect our rights. And when they cease to be the protector of our rights,
we're out of time. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us. Mike, we'll be back again and again. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.